It's Monday and we love to talk television, and despite the fact that she is relaxing in one of Australia's greatest playgrounds, Irina has got time for us to tell us what we should be watching, which is seriously dedication to the cause, if you don't mind me saying. Irina, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, and I am happily dedicated with two really different shows but starring Australian actresses, which is a theme that I love.
All right, well, today's theme is Aussies on Apple. Let's start with Mythic Quest.
Mythic Quest, I have been looking forward to talking about this show for weeks. It is absolutely in my happy place of a comedy, office-based show with an ensemble cast. So a big shout-out to, the people in the show, but particularly as it includes Charlotte McDow as Poppy, who is an Australian sort of starring in this show. What is it about? Mythic Quest is one of those online game shows that is played all over the world, and this is the office that built it.
Right.
F. Murray Abraham is in it as the science fiction writer who writes the background of it. There's a couple of other people you recognise from other shows, but basically it's like all those fantastic ensemble shows. The Good Place, Community, The Office. Like, they're in an office, you know, they're kind of a work family, and they're building these games that millions of people play around the world. So super relevant, but you don't need to know anything about gaming. It's just fabulous. And Poppy, the Australian character, she's like the chief engineer. So she's a woman, she's Australian, and she leans into her Australian-ness. So she calls people bogan. She says they're a sex pest. she's a drongo, and the people around her like just humour her and have no idea what she's saying. But she's super capable and a fantastic character, and really a great representation of Australians on television, which you very rarely see.
Yeah, I like the sound of that one. Bit of a fish out of water in the office concept that we like so much, as well as being an ensemble cast. I've shared with you my theory that the best comedies are ensembles, not just focused on one person.
It's a fantastic show. And what's interesting is they don't ignore COVID. They actually do season two. They rewrote it completely to include COVID. So some people have to dial in. The HR woman is trying to organise social distancing, and they do it really funny.
Okay, and now the other one features a woman that I'm absolutely in love with. The show is called Physical. This one's also on Apple.
Yeah, and in this one, Rose Byrne, who really is just a gem of an actress.
Yes.
Like, she's one of those people who was incredibly gorgeous, and that almost stands in the way of her incredible acting.
I think she does get underestimated, but everything she does is absolutely perfect. I saw her in something with Steve Carell called Irresistible, and she chewed up the scenery the other day in that one.
Look, I remember her back from Damages and Two Hands and all of that amazing stuff.
Yeah.
But this is her showpiece. She is the lead in Physical. She is the top character. But this, unfortunately, is not a terrific show.
Oh.
And I watched it with some, I guess, disappointment. What it's about is set in the 80s, so it's very much what I and yourself grew up with.
Yes.
It is it's early 80s, the hair, the makeup, everything is accurate. Nobody has air conditioning in their car. Everybody's hot and sweaty. It's California, and this woman who is she is quite mentally unwell and is a binge purger, I have to say. So trigger warning for anyone who is, you know, concerned about eating disorders. She has a very extreme eating disorder, and then she discovers aerobics.
As we all did in the 80s, thanks to Jane Fonda in particular.
Yes, and I know my mum had those DVDs of walking aerobics and all these things that we used to watch.
Videos.
So that's right. It was videos, right? It was cassettes.
Yeah.
And we all used to watch them and do them in the living room. So it's, I guess, about the origin story of someone who becomes one of these incredible kind of like passionate lovers of aerobics and women's exercise. But it's not fun. It's very hard to watch. However, you know, Rose is star, and of course the era is perfectly done. There's a lot of money thrown at the show, just not at the storytelling.
All right, we'll check out both of those on Apple. That's Mythic Quest and just then Physical Arena. Thank you very much for joining us on your holidays. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Look forward to it. See you then.